This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you missed any part of the show, you can go back on the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app. You can check out the chapters and click on all the stuff we talked about today, like Aaron Glenn and Muji speaking to the media and Joe Shane speaking to the media and Matthew Stafford going to the Giants and all the things that we got into. But I did bring up all these sickos that are obsessed with Luigi Mangione and sending him pictures in jail. And he's just basically a rock star to these weirdos out there. And it got us talking about, other people and other killers and Rex Heuerman and Ted Bundy. And Kristen Howell's a great listener and a great caller, alerted us to a situation that I did not know about, but I have been looking up in the break. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. In 2013, a guy in Connecticut murdered another guy with an axe, and then he ate part of his brain. And then so they sent him to 60 years in a psychiatric hospital because he got off on insanity. Well, they just released him conditionally after 11 years. They said, oh, yeah, he's all better now. So, that's someone that Luigi should be killing in the street, you know.
Yeah, way to tie it all in. Yeah, so, Chris, we were reading about this in the break, and not only did he eat part of the brain of the victim, he also ate one of the victim's eyes. And it says the guy's name was last name Smith.
Tyree Smith.
Yeah. Says Smith's doctor said the cannibal killer has been rehabilitated and is taking medications to help with psychosis and voices in his head.
So what happens if he doesn't take his medications? I'm assuming that when you are in the facility that he was in, they were taking care of him on a daily basis. He was probably part of group talk and whatever substance abuse issues he had. He probably had to go through all of that and try to remediate himself from those things. But still, if he is out and he decides not to take his drugs or doesn't have a routine or somebody watching over him,
yep,
this is the kind of guy you're going to let on the street?
Quote, he is a joy. He is considered a support to the other people there. Forensic psychiatrist Karen Teitelbaum said.
Well, then Karen, you should keep him there.
Once he was stable, he was a really calming presence for the other patients.
Oh. We're going to eat your children!
Holy Christ.
He has maintained clinical stability, adhered to the medications, and continued to engage in a group and substance abuse treatment. Excuse me, Teitelbaum added. He also denied visual hallucinations and a desire to harm others or himself.
Man, they better pray to God that he doesn't do anything. They better pray to God.
But others, including GOP State Senator Paul Cicerella, contested that Smith should remain under close watch in a hospital.
murder and cannibalism and release in the same sentence, that's a problem. That's concerning to me. End quote.
Said Cicerella. I would think that would be I wonder if it's concerning to his family or maybe the victim's family, or I'm sure that there are people are in his life that I would think would be uncomfortable with this.
Yeah. So Cicerella went on to say that his victim's family raised objections about his release. What about them? Where's the justice for them? His terrible decision puts public safety in jeopardy.
How many victims were there?
Just the one, Angel Gonzalez, 2011. Yeah.
This is a strange one.
His grandkids are scared. His daughter is scared. She couldn't come today.
Oh, so his own family. Oh, wait.
No. That's Angel's family, the victim's family. Yeah. Not his own family. Yeah. Well.
So get him in here, Al. Will you get him in here? Get this guy, Tyree Smith. Get him in here.
For what?
See if he wants to eat CeeLo.
Boomer and Geo live.
DA probably has him booked already.
All right, so we're going to bring Mraz in here. We're going to get the cannibal killer in Connecticut. And we're going to start with Mraz's back fat. He's going to chew on that. And he's going to work his way up to the shoulder area. And we're going to stop before he gets to the brain and eye, because that could be a problem. But he'll chew on the love handles. Never done this before. Had to get clearance from legal. I mean, we joke, but obviously this is horrendous.
This is really horrendous.
Yeah, had you ever heard of this story? I know it's Connecticut. I would have figured I would have heard of it.
I saw the headline, but I didn't really want to delve into it. It's not one of these things that I look forward to.
I'm not looking forward to cannibalism, but
I mean, you see these stories out there and you wonder, is this real? And this obviously is.
Yeah.
I mean, because the headline is so bizarre.
Yeah. If he does eat another victim, I bet you that Connecticut senator is going to say, what did I tell you?
He falls off the reservation, man. He is screwed. They are screwed up there.
Mark in Connecticut. What's going on, Mark?
Gio, how are you, buddy? Hey, I was telling Al, I was listening to you yesterday. I know you're a summer guy, and I was a little concerned about your ear. You had so much hands-on time with that vajangle. I was just hoping you weren't holding it up to your ear, hoping to hear the ocean.
He actually did use the foot, though, the toes, to scratch your ear.
No, it was the other. It was my head. It was the other side of my head.
Oh, I thought you were sticking the toes in your ear.
No, it was. I did not do that. I grabbed I scratched the side of my head here with it, but it did not go in my left ear. But it's a good thing. That's a listener who's paying attention. Maybe it has something to do with the vajangle. Just maybe. I don't think that it does. But it was a fair question.
I think it has more to do with the change of temperature and the fact that you were outside all day yesterday.
Yeah.
This happened last night.
Yeah, I woke up this morning.
Yeah, this morning. So you did not have the problem yesterday, but you spent all day outside yesterday.
Yeah, I woke up with the clogged ear.
So Millie, I think, was the one who called in earlier and said that could have been a problem, the change in temperature.
Yeah, imagine if I go to the doctor and say, do anything abnormal yesterday? Well, I was handling a vajankle for a... about an hour.
I stuck it in my ear.
Let's go to Paul in Pennsylvania. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right,
good,
Paul. Man. What's happening, brother?
Not too much. Beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania. I'm going to play some golf later today. And, I was listening a couple of weeks ago. You guys were talking about the Masters, and Gio, you were talking about whether... you love to watch it on TV as I do. I eat up the Masters on TV. I love it. And I wanted to, I don't know if another caller maybe mentioned this because I can't listen 4 hours every day, but I think you have to go to really appreciate watching it on TV. You have to go, even if you go down for a practice round, and you got to walk the course and you got to see the elevation changes and the undulations and the slopes of these greens. Because on TV, you don't really get to appreciate that unless you're there and you walk the course and, going from the ninth tee all the way down to the 12th green, have the elevation changes down and back up and some of the greens. And Boomer, I think you said you played it, so you would know too, right? I mean, you can't really appreciate it on TV unless you kind of know what you're looking at.
I agree with you 100%, Paul. I think Gio would enjoy it. I think you would have to go with somebody that, that loves golf as much as you do. You know what I mean? Like, I love watching it on TV because I just think CBS does an unbelievable job with it.
Yeah, yeah. But you've been down there, though.
Yes,
so what
I
Paul
have.
Is saying, and thanks for the call, Paul. What Paul is saying is, like, you can draw on that experience where you're watching it on TV. It makes it, probably enhances it a little bit.
Yes, and, you know, when you think about, you know, Amen Corner, and you think about all the different holes that you see and you get to know over the years, and when you get to play it, it's really amazing. It,
all right.
You just can't. I mean, the property is, I mean, a word that's used a lot when it comes to golf is spectacular.
Yeah.
It's a spectacular piece of property. Now, it doesn't have, like, views or anything like that, nothing like Cabot up in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
But the golf course and the trees and the magnolias and all the flowers and everything, and it is springtime down there. I mean, it's just, it's everything that you see on TV and more when you see it in person.
Remember what Aaron Rodgers said at training camp, right? I asked him how Egypt was and did it live up to his expectations. And he said there's only two things that exceeded his expectations in his life of places that he visited. Egypt was one and Augusta was the other.
Yeah.
He said it actually exceeded his expectations.
You know, the interesting thing is outside of Augusta, you know, like once you go through the gates, it's a completely different feel than from outside. Now, I haven't been there in about 10 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe some has changed. I know Augusta bought some more land around their club, but it is a spectacular piece of property when you go onto the property. And then you, if you're lucky enough and you stay in one of the cottages, like I was fortunate enough to do.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine had, you know, the ability to have me there as a guest. It just blew me away. I mean, it was perfect for somebody. If you like the true meaning of what golf is supposed to be and the traditions that are attached to it, it is really kind of a special place. And by the way, all the people that work there are taken care of very well. They get paid very well. They all have benefits and everything else. And like, it's a privilege to work there too, because, you know, of all the money that they spend on their staff.
All right, back on the bucket list then.
Yeah.
I've taken it off the sports bucket list. Now it's back on the sports bucket list. Kentucky Derby's another one. Those are two I haven't been to. Kentucky Derby and the Masters.
Well, I've been there.
I'm going to knock the...
That Kentucky Derby is... That's 100,000 people on top of you.
Yeah. You probably got to do it right and spend a lot of money
right. You got to go with our buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go with our buddy Lee, and if our buddy Lee offers you a trip to, you know, the Kentucky Derby, then you go. Because then you know you're doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll know every in and out. I mean, he speaks horse, Lee. It's crazy. You can go and actually speak to a horse through Lee. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. What's happening, brother?
Good morning. That's right. Not much. I'm calling. You guys were talking about Joey Coldcuts and Bob Does Sports. I'm brand new to golf. I'm golfing for maybe about a year, right? The videos that they post on YouTube aren't your traditional golf videos. Yeah. So for the average person like myself, it drew me to the game because these are regular guys that are shooting, you know, fairly high, that give me the opportunity to say I could do this, and they got me hooked. You know, you watch Bryson drive the ball 400 yards, and you watch, you know, I watched his video with John Daly and all that stuff. It keeps you coming back, gets you excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that hopefully the PGA Tour continues to understand and leans into. There's another creator classic. It's before, I'm not positive, but they're doing it like right before one of the tournaments. I'm not sure if it's the Players or not, but they're having another creator classic. So at first the PGA Tour is like, no, we don't want any part of that whole thing. These people are clowns and blah, 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 blah.
Well, you remember what happened. They said, we didn't want any part of LIV either.
Right. But now they're understanding how many people are being brought in. I mean, these videos, like, immediately, they're up 2 days. They got 750,000 views.
Especially as the ratings are going down.
Exactly.
And so it will not go down for, you know, the Masters. The Masters will still hold because they'll have every player there and everybody loves Augusta.
Yeah. But there's definitely still a little bit of a divide between, you know, the YouTube golf world and like the real stuck up golf world, but they're leaning into it a little bit more.
I think the Players are definitely leaning into it.
Yes, and I don't think it's the Players that have the issues. I think it's, you know, like a Jay Monahan, you know, type of thing.
Well, the point being is they want to protect their own property and they don't want to allow people to use their property to get their point of, you know what I'm saying? Like they're trying to be very protective of what they have.
But I don't think anybody's trying to hijack what they have. I think if you join together and this is just like a common goal of making the sport fun and interesting and, you know, getting people like our last caller involved when he was never involved. Dennis down in Baltimore now on the fan. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right, D. What's happening, brother?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about yesterday I was listening to the afternoon show, and Tiki had a really good take about, you know, the draft and talking about quarterbacks and everyone, you know, saying it's a quarterback-driven league. And he had a different take to it that I didn't hear about, is that the Eagles have been in the Super Bowl now 3 times in the last 8 years, and they, you know, obviously won twice, which at this point we can't say a Hall of Fame quarterback either. They've done it with the rest of the team, and I thought it was a pretty good take. Now, Jalen Hurts might become a Hall of Famer, but, you know, when you look at Eli winning 2 Super Bowls, and he's not a Hall of Famer because Jalen Hurts doesn't put up the stats.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but I will say this. He's on track to becoming a Hall of Famer, and he was a second-round draft pick, by the way, and he is being paid a lot of money.
Yep, I understand that, but it was a pretty good point that they've been there 3 times without that super stud quarterback.
Well, hold on for a second. The first year that he's talking about when Nick Foles won it and they beat the Patriots, that was a #1 overall pick, Carson Wentz, who actually had an MVP-type season that year until he got hurt against the Rams like in Week 15. And that team was good enough to support a young quarterback and a backup quarterback to go and win the Super Bowl. And Howie Roseman's done a great job. We've talked about how he built the team and some of the decisions he's made over the last 4 years. And by the way, the one thing about Jalen Hurts, you don't ever forget that he is the son of a coach.
Oh, you scared me there for a second. Son of a coach.
He's the son of a coach. And he is about as competitive as they come.
Yeah. I mean, it also... I think the point, sometimes we get wrapped up in the names. Like Nick Foles, if you go back and watch Nick Foles in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl, he was unbelievable. He was making incredible throws. And yeah, he's not Tom Brady. He's not Peyton Manning. He doesn't have those names. But I don't think it's fair to say that the Eagles won without a Hall of Fame quarterback. It was the rest of the team. They won with great quarterback play. It just happened to be Nick Foles.
Yeah, in those 2 games. Yeah, and by the way, you know, Jalen Hurts has played great.
Yeah.
In both Super Bowls that he's played in. And, you know, he signed a 5-year, $240 million contract, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like...
$255 million contract, and he got $180 million of that guaranteed. So I don't want to discount what Tiki's saying. I'm just saying that he has earned every dollar.
Yeah, I mean, in the days of, like, not having a quarterback play well and winning a Super Bowl are over for, you know, example, like a Brad Johnson or a Trent Dilfer. Those days are over. You've got to have your quarterback play really well. And then that's also an outlier. The Eagles have been an outlier.
Well, and also remember, and Stephen Jones has said this about the Eagles, the way that they've managed their salary cap, that sooner or later it's going to come back to hurt them because of the way that they've spent their money.
Yeah, the cows are going to come back to roost.
Or something, yeah.
I didn't know either, man.
You lead a horse to water. What is he supposed to do?
Right, right. I used to have a friend who used to say, cool your horses. And I'm like, that's not... It's cool your jets or hold your horses. You're not cooling horses, you know?
Well, hold your jets and cool your horses.
Just pictured some guy with a hose, like hosing down horses.
Right, so the point being is that, yeah, you know, you have to have a quality quarterback to get there.
And by the way, the other
thing, too, that a quarterback does for an organization, not only does it give them a chance to win, it also gives them a chance to build a new stadium. It also sells season tickets. It also gives confidence to the entire fan base that we have a chance to win every game because we have somebody of significance behind center. So what do you think Josh Allen has done for the Bills? Mm. What has Patrick Mahomes done for the Chiefs? I mean, it's basically you got to have one if you want to sell tickets, you want to promote your team, you want to win, you want to give your confidence to your fan base. It's all part and parcel to the significance of that position.
What is it? You can lead a horse to water, but
you can't tell it to drink.
You can't make it drink.
Can't make it drink.
That's what it is. Right. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good one. I could subscribe to that. You know, you can give everybody all the tools. You know, I bet you there's been coaches who said that. I bet you Brian Daboll said that about Daniel Jones. Can lead a horse to water, can't make him drink.
Right.
Gave him everything he needed. Couldn't get the son of a bitch to drink.
Well, he did drink that first year.
Yeah, prior to the contract.
Yes.
He drank a little bit. He had one drink, and to his credit. Yeah.
And to his credit, he earned his contract by beating the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota in the playoff game.
That's why they love him, because the quarterback they saw up there that beat him a couple years ago was on their roster this past year that might keep him and said, well, if that's his potential, then damn.
Hey, given what they were able to do with Sam Darnold, what would it surprise you if Kevin O'Connell could actually do the same thing with Daniel Jones?
Very good. Sorry, I had a burp there.
You got a lot of things going on. I do today.
Yeah, today's been a rough one for me. Listen, man, we're here 5 days a week.
Together.
We have. There's days where things happen. You know, you've had your days. Jerry's had his days. I'm having one of those days today. I got an ear that's clogged. I got gas. I got agita. It's just one of those days, man. You know, what am I supposed to do? 5 days a week, we're sitting next to each other. Not every day can be perfect. This is an imperfect. Thing we got going on here.
All I know is when I walk through that door, it's paradise.
Yeah, me too. It certainly is.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You said you were going to ask Jerry a question, so why don't you ask Jerry a question?
And he's smiling. That makes me nervous.
Well, no, it's just you're an NFC East guy. You're a Cowboys guy.
Yeah.
So if you had a choice between two quarterbacks, who would you take?
Dak Prescott.
Eli Manning or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Al, how about you?
Jaden Daniels.
Do you want Jalen Hurts or do you want Eli Manning? You can have either one.
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Oh. G?
Jalen Hurts, yes.
All right,
you knew my answer.
Oh, okay.
I just love his ability to run in this day and age of the NFL.
Okay. I mean, that's saying a lot. He's been in the league for 5 years. And, you know, he's had tremendous success. And he's got a good, you know, 8-9 years left in him.
But if you asked me, if this was 1985, do I want Jalen Hurts or Eli Manning? Eli Manning, every day.
Okay.
But it's just a different game.
It is a different game, yeah. I mean, it's one of those sports talk questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that.
Every now and again, you know, I like to bring it back to sports here.
Oh, definitely. I know you do.
We'll tell you too.
Eli with that Eagles offensive line.
Damn.
That's another good one.
Damn.
Did you check your email lately, Boomer?
I have not. Why?
I sent you my five things.
Yeah, you asked
for... Oh, you did? Oh, well, yeah. I was giving you guys until tomorrow.
I don't need till tomorrow.
Yeah, he sent it already.
24 hours. But you said it already. Okay?
I did it already, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing's going to change between now and tomorrow. So.
Well, Jerry, I know you do a lot, so I never worry about you.
Okay. Well, who are you worried about, then?
Who am I worried about?
Yeah.
I'm Boomer Esiason. Let me see. Do you know, I'm trying to think which email address you sent it to.
The one that starts with an N.
Okay.
Oh, nincompoop6 at AOL.
It's not nincompoop6.
Oh. That's not nice.
At AOL.
That's not nice. You dumb.
Nincompoop7.
It's trying to throw people off the trail.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do.
It doesn't matter. I haven't found it yet. I'll find it.
Oh. No, I mean, you saw it, right?
So just, yeah.
It was there. What can I tell you?
All right, so 350 to 420, put the scores and notes together for my portion of the show. 420 to 455, recorded Aaron Glenn, Duke Tobin, Joe Shane, Carl Anthony Towns, Tibbs press conference from Tuesday. 5 to 6, hosted a radio show with Al.
Yeah.
605 to 620, edited Aaron Glenn and Duke Tobin clips, put together 20 clips for the 625 segment.
Yep.
645 to 715, recorded and edited clips of Sean McVay. You kind of get the idea here.
Yes. But this is what I'm talking about. That's the kind of work ethic that we need running this country. Show up to work. Let's go.
Is that where this comes
this is where,
from?
This is yes. where it's going, yes. I'll sit on your ass at
that's
home.
That's always where it goes, Jerry.
Okay.
Come on, Jerry.
I had no idea where it was going.
Man, showing up, going to work. What's wrong with that?
I did not know.
Yeah, so Elon Musk sent an email to federal employees, Jerry. This is where it came from, saying,
yes.
What did you do today?
So,
Boomer,
I see.
Was
I think
doing.
It's this week.
What did you do this week?
This week, I think.
Okay, well, but that was
I like it better. I like it better in a day. I'm one
oh,
of
I'm sure you
in a day. Yeah.
So... So he was asking us to do it, and then you did it, and now you know. So welcome.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the motive was. I didn't know if the motive was...
I mean, wake up, man. Let's expand our horizons a little bit.
Me or the country?
Both.
I think my horizons are quite expanded.
All right, good.
So yeah. Elon fired people, then hired half of them back, then took resignation letters, so...
Yeah. A lot of people sitting on their ass stealing money. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right,
I know
Boomer.
That.
You tell them.
Yep. You know that. I know it. So everybody knows it.
Come on, Eddie. Come on. Fight back. It's 9:32.
Al said something very funny this morning. He said, one of these days you're off. You got to get Bogus in here.
Oh, God. Wow. That would be something else. That'd be like, what was that show where those they had the left and the right guy on it? Was that Hannity and Combs, that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it would be like. Yeah. I'm Andrew Bergish.
Yeah. Love Andrew.
Yeah.
You might not after one day.
Nah, he's a good dude, man. He's a good dude.
Oh, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
But I would say his vision is quite opposite of yours.
I can
it's
understand
like
why.
It's like
and polar. He's allowed, and you know what? And he's allowed to have that.
Of course he is.
100%.
But G wanted Eddie to battle you. Maybe Andrew would battle a little more.
It's okay.
As soon as we go to break, Bogus, that puss bag loser. Who knew he was such a puss bag loser? I didn't know that. You know that? You worked with him. Jeez. Unbelievable. I like the guy. He told me he was a good guy.
He is a good dude. But it also does, straightens a couple things out for me, though.
Really?
Yeah, it does. It kind of does. What? Now I get some of it.
Oh, I
now,
see. Now you understand why he sits in peas?
Some of the interactions.
You're a p-.
Come on.
Poor Andrew's just in there with Maggie and Perloff right now. Has no idea what he's going to walk out to.
Oh, man.
I love him. I worked with Andrew for three. I don't want to do like the dog. I love the guy, but I really do. I worked with him for 3 years. He's a friend.
And he's a really good dude, man. What can I tell you?
Smart guy, great father, yes. Great husband. I've been to his home. So but that would be funny if the two of you guys hosted together.
that would be something else.
I'm Andrew Bogish. Okay. Let's tackle USAID, Boomer. This is actually, we should do this.
Yes.
We should really have that battle. Maybe off the air, like if our podcast
There's no way to justify any of it. None of it.
Oh, this is why it'd be great, because he doesn't agree with that, so it'll be fun.
Do you think he's an arguer, like where he gets heated, or he's more relaxed?
Yes. No, he's...
Oh, he is.
Is he really?
He'll be an arguer, yeah.
I've never actually witnessed that. All these years in the newsroom with him, I've never seen him get into it with anybody.
Well, he doesn't get into it, but he's passionate about something.
But the other thing, too,
he gets riled up.
You're at work. It's one thing when you're sitting in front of a mic and you're talking about
things.
You're giving opinions and things of that nature. Yeah, that's fine. But you're not going to be arguing out there.
Sure you can. There's been plenty of battles out there.
Oh, yeah, Harris.
What, all into over it the Yankees people? And the Mets?
Well, yeah, whatever. But
did Harris ever get into it, you politic-wise, or no?
No. I don't. If he did, I don't remember.
I think
that's his point of view. It's
celebratory
fine.
Cream pie.
Yes.
It's fine. I don't care. It's his point of view. It's fine. I don't care. It doesn't impact me anyway.
He had some battles with Tracy in the day.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very in the newsroom, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is very true.
Oh, I love it.
I remember having a battle with Tracy once, and it was once, over the Nassau Coliseum.
Right. No, then she was gone.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with that. Nothing.
That wasn't right.
It's not right. I mean, you guys are laughing because
it's true.
It's not true.
Boy, Eddie's got the countdown clip going. He's saying whatever the hell he wants right now.
He is unloading the clip.
Yes. You are pointing. You are pointing to the wrong guy. Remember who canned CeeLo? Remember that.
You didn't can him. He just didn't hire him.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy. All right, Jerry. What do you have, man?
What do we have? You know, it's enough with this Aaron Glenn and Joe Shane. I've obviously got some other stuff up, as you now know. Let me give you Liam Cohen. So he was on Pro Football Talk yesterday, and he was reminded how he sounded during his introductory press conference.
Duval.
So bad. Is that him or is that Sims?
Duval.
No, that's him.
That's from his press conference.
Okay. Chris did it right. Because then they played it, and then they asked him about it.
Did you have any idea, as the Duval was coming out, that it was going to become a thing?
Not at all. I'm a quarterback by nature. Everybody's got a different cadence. I'm learning that cadence.
I love it.
And I'm excited about kind of getting some of that moving forward.
You want to do another one? Balance out?
Do you know someone put that together 30 minutes, so it's like a sitcom of just doing that over and over for 30 minutes on YouTube?
You know, you would think these guys have been around the NFL long enough to know exactly what to say and how to say it.
Yeah.
Duval.
I got to give C-Mac credit. He said that he looked animatronic, like he was a part of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, true. Not far off. And then you had, I don't have it in front of me now, but just put this guy together with that new GM that we played yesterday. Oh.
Yeah, and they're working together. It's crazy.
Oh, by the way, CBS ranked all 59 quarterbacks that started a game this year.
Okay.
Any idea where they ranked Trevor Lawrence? So if you start, like, Tommy DeVito was in this. He was ranked. You remember, Al? Was it 49 for Tommy?
Yeah, but do you take into account the amount of starts that a player had? or you're just taking the stats from one game and then comparing that to somebody's
anybody that started a game.
So Kirk Cousins would have fallen off the face of the earth.
Probably.
Right?
I would think so.
So you're
Jaden Daniels was two.
All right. So, because you could say, where was Josh Allen?
Four or five, something Burrow? Like that. Burrow was three. Lamar Jackson, one.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, eight.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a great offensive year.
I'll say 25.
I'm going to say like 32nd.
30. Yeah, mm-hmm. They ranked Trevor Lawrence 30th.
He had a terrible year.
Very much so. Let's see. We don't have a lot of time here. Let's give you, how about this? I give you Ben Johnson, the new head coach of the Bears, talking about what a psycho in a good way Caleb Williams is and how he wants to just get locked in.
Man, I tell you what, he's hungry. He's hungry. I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl with my family. I made it back to Detroit just for a weekend, and I'm watching, and my phone just keeps buzzing, and it's Caleb time and time again. You know, what's going on here? What do we think? Oh, that was a cool play. Things like that. And so it's I just know this is a hungry individual that he's ready to get this career started of his because he's got a chance to be pretty darn special.
Now, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm fired up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm a little bit worried about that team getting good really quick because of Ben Johnson. In the Aaron Glenn press conference, he was talking about some of the guys that he hired off the Detroit staff.
And yes.
And Aaron Glenn's like, I know Ben Johnson gets all the credit.
I have that.
he did that thing.
I was going to play
that again?
Yeah, he goes, all the credit.
Man,
I'm definitely emphasizing it.
You're not wrong in what you're saying.
I did air quotes.
I cut that, too. And I was going to play it last hour. I ran out of time, and I can't find it.
But he said there's other guys on the staff that we have here that were a big part of it, the whole thing.
Said that guy was the passing game coordinator and was a huge part of the offense's success.
That is good. That's good.
Just quickly, Knicks Sixers tonight. One from Karl Anthony Towns was reminded their 0-7 record against the elite teams like Oklahoma City, Boston, and Cleveland.
We understand we have certain expectations on us, and we want to fulfill those and also exceed them. And, you know, so like you said, those teams we haven't played the best against this year, and we haven't come out on top. But we stay confident in this locker room. We continue to move forward. We continue to find ourselves getting better every single day.
And I know Tibbs got killed for putting him back in that game with the quote-unquote tweak knee. He went back in. He also said they told him to go back there. He didn't want to, and he came out and he wanted back into the game. So I don't know if that still falls on Tibbs or not, but that is the case.
Well, the interesting thing moving forward is when Mitchell Robinson comes back, do they insert him in the starting lineup and say, take out Josh Hart?
Well, Tibbs called him their starting center yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He did.
All right, so there you go. So they take out Josh Hart, who I would think they would take out, and then have Josh Hart leading that group that comes off the bench with immediate energy, which is what he did when he first got here.
That is true.
Yep.
And then it was last year's playoffs when he got the starting role and was so significant and was so good. And then, of course, this year missing a five like Mitchell Robinson, that forced the starting five to be what it is right now. And Josh, plays like 38 minutes a game.
Right, balls to the wall, 38 minutes, too.
But having that, now the question, you know, again, this is a mindset. He goes from being a starter to a bench player. How is that going to be handled?
He seems like he's a guy that kind of is a team first type of guy. So I'm sure he knows how important he's going to be in every role. So he wants the team to get better. He was also someone who said early on in the season that we got to be more unselfish if we want to be great. So he's got to take his own advice.
I'm assuming that they would take Hart off the court.
Well, it would make sense. I mean, if Towns, I would imagine, falls down to four.
Yeah, sure.
I would think so. Rangers beat the Islanders 5-1. You got the Devils in Colorado tonight. With that moment of the day. So Gio has had some issues with his ear. A guy called in and said there's a woman in Queens that can help. I guess she's Asian, so she didn't speak English. Al did talk to her, but because she didn't speak English, nothing really happened. Yet Al still said at the end of the phone call,
I don't know why I said I'll try back. Like Eddie said, what do you expect to change?
I said try back when she learns English.
Well, what do you think? What language was she speaking?
I am not sure. The man who goes to her said she was Asian.
Yeah. So it could China. Be Korean, it could be Chinese, could be Japanese, could be anything.
I speak neither of those. None of those.
Can you put it into Google Translate?
I guess I could if I knew the language.
Yeah, you can't even get that far because if you're saying, what language are you speaking? She doesn't understand that.
You have no idea. You got no clue. No, I mean, Eddie might be able to detect it, right? Like, with you mean you're a dialect guy?
Like, yeah, I could probably detect Mandarin from Cantonese or Fukinese, but...
Fukinese.
Oh, let me hear a little bit more of her. Yes, Coco, this is Eddie Scazzeri, WFAN. I'm trying to detect your dialect.
And it also could be Taiwanese.
Let me...
Because he mentioned Taiwan.
Mm. Oh, he did. Okay. Oh, yes, that's Fukinese. Mm-hmm, Fukinese. Al, you can put it into Google Translate to Fukinese.
And then Eddie would have his dialect.
He would start talking to her like that.
Exactly.
Which I don't want to do. Because it's probably not going to sound great.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, man. Did you know Fukinese was a thing until this morning?
No, I did not.
I did not know either.
And I knew Mandarin.
Who speaks Fukinese?
My mother-in-law did.
Oh, okay. So there's Mandarin dialect, Fukinese dialect, and...
Cantonese, and there's a few others as well. But those are three main ones.
Cantonese.
You know, hearing that back, I didn't realize it was that funny. But hearing it back, it was really funny.
Okay. God. Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not playing today, right, unfortunately. Then. I'd like to. Boomer's has meetings.
I got to have meetings.
And you live too far.
And you have to go to an ENT.
Well, I would play golf instead and suffer with the ear. And then just deal with it tomorrow or a colder day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I saw this from KFC and then some other... guys at Barstool asked this question.
Was he screaming about congestion pricing again?
No. He was not screaming about that.
Okay.
If there were a bowl of 1,000 grapes in front of you, 999 of those grapes were fine. One grape was poisonous and would kill you. How many of those grapes are you eating before you stop or get killed? Do you do it, and then do you just keep eating them? You get $100,000. I screwed that up. I get $100,000 for each grape you eat. How many are you eating? Do you eat one? You're fine. You take the $100,000. Do you go back for another? Do you get up to $1,000,000? How much risk do you take? And I think what I would do, I'd probably eat two or three and be happy.
Two or three.
And move on. Now, I know that the chances are just so low.
Yes.
And some people won't eat any of them. But I'm curious, where would you go with this?
Personally, it all depends on my financial situation and whether or not I need money. If I don't need it, I ain't eating it.
Okay, but who wouldn't take $100,000 for eating a grape? Everybody would.
Your luck?
With my luck? I'd be dead on the first grape?
You never know, man. That's the thing.
I mean, if you're dead on that first grape, then they either
set you up.
Right. Or you're the unluckiest person and you probably were going to get hit by a train later that day anyway.
Let's say if you had that many grapes and there was one grape in there that was worth $10 million. And
that's a nice twist. One of those grapes you'd find out was worth $10 million. Do you keep going?
But there are 10 grapes in there that could kill you.
Ooh. Ah. You get $100,000 for the other ones?
Yes.
See, damn, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I would even attempt it if there was 10 killer grapes in there.
How many grapes? They said 1,000 grapes.
1,000 grapes.
So 10 that could kill you. Let's say two that are $5 million each. One is $10 million, and the rest are $100,000, except for the ones that kill you.
Damn.
So that means 989 grapes you could eat before you die.
Oh, man. I don't even know. I don't think I want to take that chance with 10 killer grapes. One killer grape, I'll take a chance. 10 killer grapes? I mean, that's like sort of like the asteroid deal. I mean, that's how close we're getting.
Yeah, but we're not getting hit by the asteroid.
I know, but I'm saying the percentage that was there when it was like 3%, it was sort of like that. All right, Al, the original one. Let's go with the original one now. One killer grape, 999 regular grapes.
$100,000 for each grape eaten.
I would eat 10 grapes.
Wow.
I'd want $1 million. Then I would bail.
And you'd be nervous getting up to 10?
I would.
I bet you if you got to 5, you're like, man, I guess I got $500,000 here, man. Do I really want to keep going?
You know what I would do? I would just grab 10 of them, shove them in my mouth, and if I live, you give me $10 million. I'm not eating them at one at a time. I'm not doing that to myself. I'm just taking one big bite of 10 grapes, jamming 10 grapes in my mouth, and slamming those all at once.
It's true. I mean, you'd be guaranteed $1 million if it was fine.
Yeah, if you were allowed to do that.
But
I don't know if they've written rules for this.
See, I think the rule would have to be one at a time because I think you're getting more and more scared. So you're like, all right, you want to stop now?
That's why I said I'll take 10, jam them in there, eat them, and give me my $1 million and let's get the hell out of here.
Eddie, what's your number on this thing?
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it at all?
Well, under my current life circumstances, no. If I was in a desperate situation, I needed money to pay for an operation for someone, different story.
But once again, one grape, $100,000.
No.
0.001% or something.
Those odds, that's pretty good odds. 1 in 100.
It's 1 in 1,000.
1,000 grapes.
Yeah.
Still.
1,000 grapes, 999 good ones. One poisonous, you're going to die.
No.
You still don't do it. I think I'd take 2 or 3, just be like, all right, now I'm a wuss. But I'll take that right now. Cash. Cash money. Thank you. Couple of grapes. You're staring at Eddie right now.
Like, if you think about the odds of if the lottery odds were 1 in 1,000, those are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Give him a sports minute. You were ready to just run into that control room.
Why?
Punch him in the face. I don't understand why.
No, he was
staring at him like all angry.
You know, that what he said did not surprise me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not at all.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.